Thunder Bay. A block party was in full swing Saturday as Thunder Bay's hottest rides were on display at the 11th annual Fat Guys Car Show. The show closed sections of Queen Street and Fort William Road in order to make room for the more than 300 cars that took part in this year's event. In addition to the cars, the event featured local food vendors, a beer garden and a mechanical bull in support of the George Jeffrey Children's Foundation. This is what we've been waiting for all year. The last couple of years we had to go virtual with our car show, and this is our 11th year doing our Fat Guys Car Show, and just look at the people who are out here. We're about an hour in, and I mean the crowd is just starting to roll in. Got to thank all of our participants for showing up, and we do this in support of the George Jeffrey Children's Foundation. They support 2,000 kids in the region. During COVID, they had a real difficult time getting funds for their organization, said Nathan Picard, Vice President of Strategic Growth and Operations for Fat Guys Auto Parts. Two special guests were on hand to meet with fans and talk shop. Avery Schoaf, who goes by the nickname Muscle Car MacGyver, a Canadian television personality known for the Netflix series Rust Valley Restorers, and Constance Nunes, a custom car builder, model, and lead mechanic on the Netflix show Car Masters, Rust to Riches. Yeah, I got to say, Fat Guys normally does pretty good about getting some special guests in, so we are so excited to have Constance Nunes here, and Avery Schoaf. Both of them have Netflix series. They have come into Thunder Bay. They've actually been here a couple of days now, took part in a wholesale customer appreciation event of ours, and now they are just in the moment, in the excitement. I was talking to Constance this morning. She could not believe it, and she was already doing tours of all the vehicles, just the wide variety of vehicles that this event attracts, said Picard. The show featured a huge variety of vehicles, from supercars to monster trucks, and everything in between. There was something for everyone. You know what, this is a passion, and this is a very passionate industry, and I mean people love their cars, and people love Thunder Bay, people love being part of the community, and again I mean to be able to support the George Jeffrey Children's Foundation, it's really what it's all about, said Picard. Participants had the chance to win a range of prizes, including the $2,500 grand prize for Best in Show, and the $1,000 prize for People's Choice. Other prizes were awarded based on categories: antique, rat rod, street rod, classic, muscle, sports, tuner, truck, and less than 3 wheels. A full list of winners can be found online. The show wrapped up at 4 p.m. Saturday.